Welcome to the Easy EdTech Podcast with your host, Dr. Monica Burns.
Hello there. My name is Monica Burns. I'm a former classroom teacher and now spend my time sharing tips, strategies, and activity ideas to make EdTech integration easier in your classroom. You may be familiar with my books like Tasks Before Apps or my blog, classtechtips.com. Whether we've met at a conference or special event, you followed along with my EdTech tips for years, or simply joining in for the first time today, I'm so glad you're here. In this bite-sized podcast, you'll get some quick info and actionable tips to energize and elevate teaching and learning. You can head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the show notes. That's where you'll find the transcript for each episode, links to resources, and any of the free downloads or special events that I mention. This week on the podcast, I'll take you through my new quick reference guide on classroom technology tips that was published by ASED earlier this year. Head over to classtechtips.com/books if you want to take a look. This week's podcast is titled Classroom Technology Tips, a new quick reference guide. I'm going to take you through something new I created this year that was just released from ASED. If you'd followed along for a while, you know that I worked with them before. They are the publishers of my book, Tasks Before Apps, Designing Rigorous Learning in a Tech-Rich Classroom. I love working with them, so when they reached out to me last year to create something new and a little different, I couldn't say no. They have a series of quick reference guides that are essentially sturdy pamphlets, like cardstock and laminated, with an overview and key information on one big topic. They are three panels, the size of 3 8.5 by 11 sheets of paper, and have information on just about every inch filling up both sides of the page. They even come three-hole punched. Now, there are a whole bunch of these quick reference guides, and mine is titled Classroom Technology Tips, kind of like my blog, classtechtips.com. There are others in the series, and I have a few sitting right next to me on my desk as I record this episode for you. I have one here on building teacher capacity through reflection, and another one on the formative assessment learning cycle. Now, I didn't write those, but I have them and I love them. Mine is titled Classroom Technology Tips. I really like this format for sharing information. It is concise, to the point, and a great cheat sheet. Obviously, I think there are a lot of values in books, and I love book clubs and doing a deep dive with a group or even on my own. But this quick reference guide is a great option for diving into a new topic quickly or sharing some ideas in a PLC or team meeting where a book study might not be feasible or even the right fit for that group. Just a side note, this might inspire a student project too. I can't take all the credit since ASED has an amazing design team, but the way the information is organized with icons and tables and graphics might inspire you to think about using more infographics with students too. In this podcast episode, I'm going to go through all 6 of the pages of the pamphlet and give you one of my favorite pieces of advice from each page, and even a little bit more. I'll also make some remote learning or learning at home connections, since as I'm recording this episode in April of 2020, many schools are closed for the remainder of the school year, and a lot of my conversations haven't been focused on classroom in the traditional sense, but in virtual learning environments. Lots of parallels, of course, but just something to keep in mind. Let's jump in. So as I mentioned, the quick reference guide is 6 panels, so 3 laminated pages like a pamphlet. I have it right here on my desk as I'm talking to you. It covers 5 big EdTech essentials, and that's what I'll take you through on the podcast today. So first up in this guide, I lay the foundation for the use of digital tools in different learning environments. Specifically, I discuss some important frameworks and standards. This includes the ISTE standards for students, teachers, coaches, and school leaders. You can learn more about the standards on ISTE's website, and I'm hoping to have ISTE 2020 on my calendar this November too. It's on my schedule, and as long as everyone is feeling good and the event goes on, I know I'm excited to head to Anaheim to present at that event. I think it'll be my 7th or 8th ISTE. In addition to the ISTE standards, I mentioned TPAC, the SAMR model, and the T3 framework. Having a framework or set of standards is important. I mean this more from a foundational aspect for planning and reflection than an evaluative standpoint. There is more on the first page of the guide, of course, but let's jump into page 2 to talk about the first EdTech essential, which is content consumption. Thoughtful and strategic content consumption is important. From differentiating resources to choosing and using an LMS or learning management system, and ways to make the most of popular content like YouTube, all of this falls into our content consumption category. This first page is all about, or I should say second page, since the first one's really framework, but this one is the first page for the first EdTech essential, so page 2 technically. Well, this page is all about how to find and use content with students to make sure it is just right and relevant for your class. I also include some YouTube tips and mention favorites like TED-Ed. If you scroll back wherever you're listening to this episode to find older episodes of the Easy EdTech podcast, I have one with favorite YouTube channels and another on explainer videos where I talk about consumption and TED-Ed, a favorite website with explainer videos. The next page has EdTech Essential number 2, content creation. This page shares favorite creation tasks like creating slideshows, blog posts, ebooks, and more. I share a few tips for connecting with authentic audiences and some favorite tools like Flipgrid, Google Sites, and Adobe Spark. If you listen to the podcast a lot or follow the blog, you know I have a book all about creativity activities with Spark, and you can find it on my blog or even just search for Adobe Spark on Amazon with my name, Monica, and it'll be the first thing that comes up. It's a bright yellow book. You can't miss it. So in this section of the quick reference guide, I share tips for planning, like creating a project exemplar where you have an example of what you want kids to make and create. And I talk about the difference between local and global audiences. So this one is all about creation. But let's jump into EdTech Essential number 3. Number 3 and 4 of the QRG is formative, number 3 on page 4 of the QRG is formative assessment. I talk about routines, using reflections, and the power of using EdTech for formative assessment. I won't go through everything on this page, but I do want to highlight the routines portion. In the quick reference guide, I talk about daily, weekly, and periodic uses of formative assessment, but really anchoring it in the idea of routines. Routines are so important with making things work, and this is super duper true with formative assessment. One of the routines I talk about is using weekly routines to check in with students using technology. This could include weekly goal setting using Flipgrid, the video tool, or having students create a Spark post with one big takeaway from this week, a digital exit slip, if you will. So there are lots of options for weekly goals, and you can really make it your own. And on this page, I share some tools and some strategies, of course, but this idea of periodic or having a set routine in place is really a focus of the page. Now, EdTech Essential number 4 is collaboration. On this page of the quick reference guide, I share 3 models of tech-rich collaboration and how it connects to social media skills like commenting and sharing is also a part of this page. Another area of the page shares tips for better video conferencing. Video conferencing is definitely front of mind right now. I'm not going to go into a deep dive here, but the 3 tips that I talk about on this page are asking students to conduct advanced research, providing time for question and answers, and preparing for that to happen and having kids practice. Conducting a Q&A session, which is especially useful if they're interviewing someone or talking to an expert. And I also provide some tips on deciding on which EdTech tools to use in order to make this happen. Now, this quick reference guide is all about classroom technology tips, that's the title, but if you are thinking about remote learning, there are lots of connections. For example, I include remote collaboration as one model of collaborative learning that definitely lends itself to asynchronous remote learning experiences that you might be participating in with your students right now. Before we jump into number 5 on the list, if you're listening to this on Tuesday, April 21st, when the episode goes live, I talk about how to use classroom technology tips outside of the classroom in a webinar I'm hosting every day this week. Hundreds of folks have joined live already. And if you're listening to this on Tuesday, you can still sign up for the free webinar on Wednesday or Thursday or Friday and join us live then. I had a lot of questions come in that I was able to answer for folks who joined live onto the webinar. You can find the link to the webinar registration page in the show notes for this episode, so wherever you're listening to this, or you can head straight to Instagram or Twitter where I've posted the registration link too. So far, the 5 ed tech essentials covered in the quick reference guide are consumption, creation, assessment, and collaboration. The last one on the list is expansion, and the last page is actually titled Expanding the Walls of the Classroom. It talks about some strategies for augmented reality and virtual reality. There are both topics that I love, of course. If you've followed along for a while, you know I love AR and VR, and definitely come into play when discussing how to expand students' view of the world around them. I share a couple favorite tools that fall into the AR/VR category, including 360cities.net and the Merge Cube. Now, if you want to pick up a copy of the quick reference guide, it's available from ASCD's website, and you can find it on Amazon too. They actually sell these in bundles of 25, not my idea, but ASCD's idea, which I think is pretty great if you want to purchase a bunch for your school and use it sort of like a book club or in discussions in a PLC or grade level team. If you are on Amazon and you're looking for these, the quick reference guide has been in stock and out of stock. So if you don't see it there, you can always bookmark it and check back later, or it's available right now for sure from ASCD's website. Of course, a quick Google search for my name, Monica Burns, and quick reference guide will pop it up first, most likely from ASCD. So let's make this EdTech easy. First, focus in on one EdTech essential from the list. Next, determine your tasks before apps goal. Then, review the tips and strategies in the guide or in one of my blog posts, whichever you're focusing in on. And finally, design a learning experience that combines your learning goal and student needs. This week on the podcast, I'll take you through my new quick reference guide. I hope you enjoyed this quick tour of it. It was just published by ASCD, and if you want to learn more, head over to classtechtips.com/books to take a look. I love bringing you free resources like this podcast to energize and elevate teaching and learning. Can you do me a favor? If you like the podcast, hit the subscribe button. And if you really like the podcast, leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're listening to this. It helps other people find the podcast. And of course, you're welcome to tell a friend about it or post a link to an episode that you love on social media. If you want to stay connected, just follow along at Class Tech Tips on Instagram, Twitter, or your favorite social network. I visit schools and conferences all over the world, and now I'm hosting lots of virtual events. So if your organization is in need of professional learning, just send a message my way.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Easy EdTech Podcast wherever you're listening.